Well, this week, waterfront property owners on opposite sides of the country are grappling with how to respond to dramatic coastal erosion. In Northeast Florida, businesses and governments are planning how to rebuild beachfront infrastructure lost to Hurricane Matthew. Meanwhile, along the coast of Washington State, erosion threatens not just homes and a vital highway, but how a multi-million-dollar cranberry industry will survive. The Pacific Northwest dodged a bullet this weekend when remnants of a typhoon passed further offshore than it first predicted. Still, the erosion in one beachfront community is so rapid, residents don't know whether to fight or retreat. Tom Bonsi with the Northwest News Network reports from aptly named Washaway Beach.
First, the ocean took a clam cannery. A lighthouse and a Coast Guard station were next. Then homes slipped into the waves, and the ocean washed away the cove that gave the community of North Cove, Washington, its name. The school succumbed. Then the Grange Hall, a post office, and more homes. A neighborhood of cabins, trailers, and second homes is all that's left. Now, cranberry grower David Cottrell worries about his bogs. They begin slightly more than half a mile from the present shoreline.
Like New Orleans, when the water goes over the top of a dike that you've been looking at all your life, and it's never done before, it's just even hard to imagine the consequences. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know it's going to be a lot. It's going to be hundreds and hundreds of acres of land that gets flooded with salt water.
And that salt water would kill the freshwater-dependent cranberries.
This is something that's been here thousands of years, and if it's lost, it's not coming back.
A state highway serves as the last line of defense for the low-lying cranberry bogs. There's a thin strip of land dotted with homes on the other side. Winter storms combined with tidal forces chew off an average of 100 to 200 feet per year here. Retiree Jim Northup has calculated how long before the erosion reaches his place, a block and a half from where other homes now teeter on the brink.
I figured my cabin has got between 3 and 5 years. And in December, I'll be 81 years old, and so I don't know which one's going first, and it don't make much difference. I'm not worried about it, so that's it.
You have a really good attitude about this.
Well, what, what can you do? And they're not going to, nobody's, who's going to help this?
Pacific County, Washington Commissioner Lisa Ayers says she wants to. Ayers voiced determination to take on Mother Nature and hold back the sea after listening to a new assessment from a consulting engineer hired by the county. He told commissioners the tidal channel is now holding steady in front of some of the vulnerable shoreline.
With enough money, you can do just about anything. So if we get our package together, a good product, and take it where we need to take it, we may be able to get some help with that. But at least it's not where I felt before. It was almost impossible to do a whole lot. I mean, it looks like there is some attainability for some of it, and that does make me more hopeful.
The cranberry growers want to fight back, too. So the local conservation district is using state money to dig a trench at the foot of an old dike and dump in tons of rock to create an embankment to hold back future waves. David Cottrell calls it a welcome Band-Aid.
One may not be able to win, but we can play to stalemate is what I'm seeing right now.
Commissioner Lisa Ayers says the county has virtually no money to throw at the erosion problem. Even if funds were available, she says spending public money purely to protect private beachfront properties would be of dubious legality.
You know, it's private property till it hits the beach. By the time it hits the beach, it's in the water, and there's not much we can do about it.
The county would need to establish a public interest to build seawalls and so forth, for example, to protect an essential roadway or prevent contamination. That leaves locals to hope for a big helping hand from state or federal agencies, while Mother Nature threatens to create new realities on the ground with each winter storm. This predicament cannot be blamed on rising sea levels due to global warming. Geologists say the Washington coast is being lifted up at roughly the same slow pace as sea level rise, thanks to the collision of the North American tectonic plate with an oceanic plate. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi reporting from Washaway Beach on the Washington coast.